This is Jamie Freeman, Dyersburg FFA alumni and University of Tennessee at Martin Collegiate member. I'm here with Josh Sundquist to talk about his program that he has put on for the FFA tonight. Josh, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing so well. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. Now, let me just ask, give me a little bit of background about you.
Okay. As a kid, I was really into soccer, and then when I was 9, I was diagnosed with cancer in my left leg. I ended up losing my leg to the cancer, so obviously I was not a soccer player anymore. But I had an opportunity through my rehab hospital to learn how to ski, and I started ski racing when I was in high school and ended up going to the Paralympics. And these days I give speeches about my life, my story, and about overcoming adversity and reaching for your goals and dreams in life.
I mean, being diagnosed with cancer at age 9 and losing your leg, that's devastating for a child. How did you keep going? How did you go on to do such great things?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. I wish I could bottle that up and give it out to everyone. But I think that the truth is, I don't know that I can take all the credit for it. You know, I think at a young age, particularly, we're so shaped by our parents and our family. So I think most of the credit really goes to my parents for instilling really strong values in me, a really strong faith. Was a big part of our family. And, you know, I think as a kid, I think honestly losing a limb is much more difficult later in life than it is as a kid. I think you can bounce back physically a lot easier as a kid. And then also it gives you more time to process sort of the mental part of losing a limb, right? Because it's like, that's a lifelong process. You know, as you get older, each new stage of life, you have to sort of readjust and reaccept the fact that you're missing a leg. And I think that that's what it really comes down to is always like looking for those things that you still can do, even though that you have one leg. But when you run up against a wall, when you find something that you absolutely cannot do because of your disability, having the equanimity to accept that limitation. And I guess that's a weird thing for a motivational speaker to say, but sometimes you just have to accept things the way they are.
And now your program, it's very funny, it's very fun, but it also has very emotional moments to it. Whenever you give your program, what are you hoping that students or members or people that see this are going to take away from it?
That's a great question. Well, you know, I think that, like you said, you know, I hope first that they're having fun. You know, like I do a lot of stories about having one leg and the things that I think are funny about having one leg, and hopefully other people do too. Although tonight, one girl after the speech I met tonight who was missing an arm, she said, like, at the start of the speech when you're making amputee jokes, like everyone was like, oh, this is weird. Like, I feel uncomfortable. So hopefully people think they're funny. But I guess what I hope is that people see a metaphor for their own life in my story, that they see in my story a guy who was at a point as a 9-year-old when it seemed like all hope was lost, and ultimately things worked out really well. And so what I hope people take away is that if and when they're at a moment that all hope is lost, that story might pop into their mind and they'll say, you know what, Josh made it through a moment like this. Maybe there's hope for me too.
I know you talk about a lot about uniforms and what they stand for and how not important they are, but how important some people make them. And when it comes to FFA, we have our uniform, the blue jacket. And I'm just wanting to know, as a non-FFA member, what do you feel our outfit, our uniform stands for?
Man, that's such a good point, and I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, because I've had the great honor of speaking at many FFA events at the state level, but you know, I've never thought about how cool a connection that is between my own story and pursuing the Paralympic uniform and the audience who's putting on the uniform of FFA. You know, as you know, it's the 80th anniversary, and so yeah, I think that, you know, to me, obviously, as a Paralympian or a aspiring Paralympian, when I was training, you know, it's not about the clothes, right? It's not about like the threads that say Paralympics. It's not about the blue corduroy. It's about what it means, right? So, for me as a Paralympian, it meant that I was, I was obviously an elite athlete, but it was meant that it was like I was someone who had trained for years, doing something that they loved and achieved a very high level of it. And I think that putting on the FFA uniform is part of a legacy of generations and generations and decades of just an incredible value system and an incredible dedication to really to what like America stands for, you know. And maybe that sounds sort of like silly to say, but I really think that FFA represents the heart of what America stands for. And when an FFA member dons the jacket, they are becoming a part of that legacy.
And since we're on the topic of FFA, let me ask you, what is your favorite moment, whether it's a funny moment or a serious moving moment? What is your favorite moment that you've had with the FFA organization?
It's probably, it might have been at your state convention in Tennessee when I at a point in my speech, I run on my crutches across the stage, and I guess I think it was like a railing at the edge of the stage, mm-hmm. which I assumed was like bolted down. Turns out, I guess it was like a decorative railing or something, because it was not stable whatsoever. So I just run into this full force, thinking it's going to stop me. Did not stop me, and I like came so close to just. And it was a tall stage too; it was like 8 feet tall. I almost like fell off that stage, which would have been disastrous for my health. And probably would have ended the speech right there. So I was lucky that I did not fall off the stage, and instead it just turned out to be a funny story.
What's next for you? I mean, you're an Olympic gold medalist, you are a best-selling author, and you are a wonderful speaker. What's next? What are you going to try to pursue next?
Honestly, I believe that actually... I think I'm like living my dream, and it's kind of a weird thing because, like, you know, for years I wanted to go to the Paralympics, and for years I wanted to become an author and to become a speaker, and I've done those things. So it's kind of a weird place to be in life where I'm not necessarily trying to like get somewhere else. Like, I love where I am, so I want to become a better speaker. I want to like keep speaking to big, exciting audiences like FFA, and I want to keep writing books. And I think in terms of practically speaking, the book thing is probably the biggest thing on the horizon. My next book will come out in about a year. It's called We Should Hang Out Sometime, and it's a sort of funny memoir about all of my dating disasters as a teenager.
If people want to find out more about you, see videos, or even try to book you, where can they go to find more information about you?
Just to my website, joshsundquist.com. I'll go ahead and spell it if people happen to have a pen and paper. It's joshsundquist.com. Or you can just Google. I think if you Google, like, Josh amputee or Josh one leg, I am the number one result, which is probably my proudest achievement in life. So, yeah, people can find me that way. Just Google anything like that, or Josh Motivational Speaker, whatever. You'll find my website. And, yeah, on my website, I've got, literally hundreds of YouTube videos. I have some funny viral photos and of course, information about booking me to speak at your event.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to me today, and thank you so much for coming to speak to our members.
Jamie, my pleasure. Thanks for talking to me.
Okay, for FFA Today, this is Jamie Freeman. I'm glad.